truth and out in it.
Amen.
Well, last couple of days I've been dealing with a little bit of maybe some type of brain tumor, not bad, but I've been getting a little bit of a cough. So Monica pulls out the old cough syrup last night and gives it to me. And I never smoked so good in all my born days. I think I've got all of my faculties about me. You visiting today?
Thanks, sir.
I think everything's about normal. But anyway, I do have a little bit of a cough, so if I have to stop from time to time, just to let me get the little fit out of the way, and then we'll move right on. All right? Y'all don't mind if I have a fit on occasion, do you?
Yeah.
It'd be all right. Everything would be about normal, won't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I appreciate you coming back and helping. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Now, refresh your memory a little bit. We're talking about God's protection. I need this every day of my life. There is not a time goes by that I don't need God's protection amen. Over every facet of my life. Everybody with me? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Here's the theme for this year. Now, I'm going to keep this up here for a while. For we know that all things work together for good. I'm going to remind you this every week. To them that love God. To them who are called according to His purpose. I want you to concentrate. Good, 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 good. Doesn't mean that every day is just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But it means at the end of the day, you know who's on your side. You know who's watching over you. And that is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord have a part of that. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Now, we're going to start here. I'm backing up just a few verses, but we're going to finish Psalm 91. Psalm 91 is a fabulous chapter. It's got 16 verses in it. And it is wonderful on the subject. Let's go back to verse 9 and we'll move forward. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, which means because you believe in God. Okay? Alright? Go ahead, Larry. There said, because of your belief in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, there shall be no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh to thy dwelling. Now, a few weeks ago we talked about this. This was absolutely one of the greatest promises ever put in God's Word. Evil is coming after you on every corner of your life. You understand that? In your home, where you work, your friends, your family, it comes at you from every direction. I'm going to just step out of here to really teach you something here as well. If you're not careful, you can become the evil. With your mouth, with your actions, if you're not following God. Let me tell you something. Everybody here is going to have to answer for that, including myself. We got to understand that. For he shall give his angels, you remember talking about this, charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. I said my angels have to work overtime. I can take time and a half. This family's on triple time. You know what I'm saying? But hey, it doesn't matter. No matter what I'm going through or what I'm doing, His angels are around me. They surround. They're with me. If it's 1, 2, 10, 50, whatever it takes. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash their foot against a stone. You remember us talking about that? Okay? Satan put stones everywhere out here for us to stumble over. And that's no fun. And he does it to rob you of your joy. If you've ever stumped your toe, it can rob you of your joy. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if it's in the middle of the night, the middle of the day. I'm here to tell you, I've had a foot issue for 12 years. And it don't mean I can't keep it out of my mouth. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying that if you've got something that is painful to you and aggravates you, You understand what this means?
He says that they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash your foot against a stone.
They keep us alert. They're angels, God's angels. And if I do hit that stone, stumble a little bit, even falls,
the better. And they shall bear thee up.
Which means they're going to lift me up. Even me. They can lift me up with all the muscle I got. Alright? So it doesn't make no difference what's going on in your world or in your life. If you stumble or fall a little bit, Satan's going to love it. He's not going to win. Because God's angels are going to come and lift you up, dust you off, put you back on the path, and say, don't worry about it. We got your backside. That's God for you, huh? Give the Lord a hand of applause. Thou shalt tread upon the lion, and the adder, the young lion, and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. All that is just saying is, no matter. No matter how powerful Satan comes at you, if you belong to God Almighty, he cannot come up against God Almighty when you put God in front of you. And when we did this, I told you the example. Understand something. I need to follow Jesus. Jesus doesn't need to follow me.
Amen.
Understand what I'm saying here, okay? Every day as I pray, every day as I study God's Word, every day as I look at my life, I need to be following Jesus. What would Jesus do? What would he say? How would he react? Okay? Because if I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Jesus. I worship Jesus. Jesus doesn't worship me. Though I think sometimes that's the attitude that we get. You know, it's not what I can do for God, but what can God do for me sometimes? But I understand. Listen closely. That whatever we do, whatever Satan throws at us, if we're following Jesus, he's got to come through Jesus first. You understand that, don't you? Now, if Jesus is following me, he's going to hit me first. And he's going to knock me completely out and knock me completely down. I cannot stand up to Satan outside of the will of God. If I'm in the will of God, Satan cannot do anything to me as long as I'm following and not leading. Do you understand that? Give the Lord a hand for me. All right, brother. Now, because he has set his love upon me, therefore, and I like the word because, that's the second time we've seen that. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because thou hast known my name. Do you know God? Do you know him by name? Now, there's a lot of people that uses God's name, but it's not in the right way. How do you use God's name? Do you call upon him as Lord, Savior, Protector, King of Kings, Lord of Lords? Some people use his names in all kinds of areas. It's not very nice. And that's a shame, folks. And I know that if you're lost, I realize that sometimes you can't help yourself, you know, you get in a habit. It's amazing. I was around somebody, it's been years ago. I was visiting someone in their home. It's probably been 15, 20 years ago. They had a 17-year-old boy there. I was there visiting with the grandparents and the parents of a room of about, I don't know, six or seven of them. And this kid could not talk, could not use a sentence without using God's name in vain. Couldn't use a sentence. Now here's what got me. It was tearing me up inside. Everybody else wouldn't pay any attention. But you know why? Because if you're around all the time, you don't pay no attention to you. Just hear. If you work around people that cuss all the time, you work in a factory, you work somewhere, and that's all they do, sooner or later you just get sort of numb to it. Let me tell you something, don't get numb to it. Especially when you take God's name in vain, you stand up for that. Finally, I had all I could take after about 5 minutes. And I said, young man, I said, I don't know whether you realize what you're saying, but I said, I want to stay here and talk to your family, and I really want to talk to you. But I'm addressing the whole people that's sitting here. The next time I hear that, the way you're saying it, in God's name and taking it in vain, I'm getting up here and I'm leaving because I'm not associated with that. He said, what did I say? He said, what did I say? I said, you know what you said. Watch what you say. Control your mouth. I'm here for a reason. I won't stay any longer if this keeps up.
Amen.
Good Lord, have
mercy. Now, here's what I like. Because he has sent his love upon me, because we know his name. It's in our hearts. We call upon him as God Almighty. Reverently. Reverently. Because it's his son that died on the cross for me.
Be reverence with respect to what God has done for you. You understand that? Give the Lord one more hand.
He shall call upon me and I will answer him.
I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Now, I want you to look at this verse. I want to break it down for you.
He shall call upon me and I will answer.
Understand something. Whenever you call upon God for prayer, he will answer it. But let me tell you this and understand this. He's going to answer it on his timetable.
Amen.
Do not lose your patience with God. Sometimes no answer is the answer. And we don't understand that sometimes, but we need to understand it. He sees well beyond our future. He knows if I'm asking for something and it's going to give me grief 2 years down the road, why in the world would he give it to me? I don't know that. Understand, there's not anything that you come to God with that he don't answer. It may not be the way you want it, but he will answer. Well, look here. And I will be with him in trouble. Well, let's just stop right there. It didn't say he would keep us out of trouble, did it? I promise you, trouble is going to fall on you folks all of your days as long as you're on this earth. Because God has not truly set us up on this world yet the way he wants it. Satan is a part of this world right now. He's going to come at you with every kind of trouble that you can get. You are not sheltered from the trouble because you call yourself a Christian. But look what else it says. I will deliver him and honor him. Let me tell you where it starts. It starts right here when you call upon him. Listen to me very closely. If I hear that, listen to me very closely. Don't think God's going to deliver you until you say, God, will you deliver me? Understand that? We got a lot of people that stay in trouble all the time. They never call upon God. Or, I've been told this many times, you know, I pray all the time and nothing happens. Anybody ever said that to you? Maybe you've even said, you know, I pray to God all the time. Nothing ever happens. I said, well, what do you want to happen? Well, I want this to happen. I want this to happen. I want this to always to work out. I want this to happen. I want that to happen. Well, let me tell you something. Sometimes I ask God what you need. I think I know what I need. I'm a grown adult. I got halfway intelligence. Believe me, I don't want what Roger wants. I want what God wants.
Amen.
Amen.
As soon as I figure that out, the better relationship I will have with God, because it's called faith. It's called faith. I don't understand why I got to deal with what I got to deal with. I don't understand why this man was in the hospital for as long as he was fighting for his wife. Look at him today. He looks great. Huh? What a testimony he's got. Since the first night, when I get them all there at the same time, I'm going to pull everybody up here that's been in the hospital since the first of the year. I think half his church has been in the hospital since the first of the year. But I'll tell you one thing. They in there for a little while. God just brings them right back out.
Amen.
I don't care what they say you're trying to do. You ain't going to defeat God's people. Now, look at this. We close out. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. With long life will I satisfy him. Now, I don't know what long life is. I do know this. I've got eternal life. I think that's pretty long.
Amen.
I don't think this necessarily means just church and service. I think this means that he's going to make sure that I'm satisfied all the days of my life. I think another song that says, I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will show him my salvation. Every day, God shows you, if you're looking, if you're watching, he shows you his salvation every day. When you get up in the morning, you got a roof over your head. You got food in the house. You got a way to make a living. You've got whatever you might want to call health. If you raise your head up and have a pillow, you've got any energy whatsoever. And even if you're there on your deathbed, one of these days, if I live long enough, I'm going to be on a deathbed. No matter what, I'm going to have a long life. And I won't be satisfied. Because at the ultimate point, he's going to show me my salvation is when I see him face to face. You understand what the song is saying? With me? Understand that. The day that I see him face to face, I'm going to see my salvation. Bill Moore, have my life. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, how precious to be in your house today. Father, you have given us so many promises in your word. Oh, Father, how we thank you for those promises. Father, I thank you for reaching out and helping our people. We've got a lot of people that's been sick, a lot of people that's been ill, and Father, you've touched every life. And we're going to thank you for that right now. Father, to those watching by internet, maybe there's a place in your life where you need and you know that you need Jesus. You know you need him. You may not accept him, but you know you need him. No matter where you're at, what you're doing, the time of day, all you've got to do is call upon Jesus, no matter where you may be, and he will come to you. He will lift you up. If you invite him into your heart, he will save your soul. I don't care what you passed, I don't care what you've done, as long as you're serious about moving forward with God. Father, bless this invitation. To those in this congregation who would come and let me have a word of prayer with them, I welcome that. To those who need a quiet time at this altar, we welcome that. Whatever God has called our people to do, may they reach out to you. In Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, let's not forget. Would you come in the name of Jesus?
Mm-hmm.